Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Sorry about the delay. We having hella technical difficulties. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Boycast, chilling as usual. Man, we got, hey, right, look here. We got technical difficulties like a motherfucker. So, Simon, what's up, dog?
Man, they all over the place. Like I said, just let me know when you up.
Please. Man, we having a lot of technical difficulties. But, hey, we on air still, man. It don't matter. We on the air, so what's happening?
But before we do that, I can't do this, though.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Truth.com.
We built this shit.
Sin City Radio.
On a mission from God.
SinCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Alright, y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my man, Father Time. Father Time, I'm up and going. What's happening?
Thank you. I'm just chilling, man. I'm cooling. You rolling solo, dog.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I know how we get down.
True that.
LaFonda, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going on, baby?
Man, what? It's hard as hell to get through here on a Tuesday night.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hottest show on the internet right now, baby. Check out the commercial.
I tried to tell him, man. I tried to tell
him. Oh, you know what, man? This is not good.
What's going on?
I got the fucking hiccups.
That's all right. Hold your breath and count to 10.
Okay, well, while I hold my breath, I'll let the people, man.
What's up, LaFon? How you doing?
Not much.
What's going on?
You got through.
Well, you didn't get through, so what's on your mind?
I have a dilemma.
Okay.
Like, you know, they have the no snitching policy. Like, everybody believes in that bullshit. No snitching, like you're not supposed to like tell on somebody, go to the police and tell on nobody, but
okay.
Jesus. I'm about
okay.
80 seconds from doing that shit.
You about to snitch on somebody?
Like, it's my brother. I'm about to turn his ass in. He's starting to piss me the fuck off.
Your brother?
I would gladly walk his... Hell yeah, I would gladly walk his punk ass up into that motherfucking jail.
Wait a minute. You finna turn your brother in because he pissed you off?
No, it's more than that. Man, if you beat a woman, there's a difference between you beating a woman and you beating a woman and you doing the shit to your baby, too. Like, you didn't threaten to kill this girl and the damn baby, too. Really?
Wait a minute, is it his baby?
Trifling? Yes.
Is his baby?
Yes. Yes.
And he beating his baby and the girl?
Man, he shook that fucking baby. He don't give a fuck.
Man, turn this punk ass in.
Shit. And everybody was like, there's no snitching. You're not supposed to do that. Don't turn his ass in. I'm looking at him like, really?
Well, if he's putting hands on the baby,
turn his punk ass
in. I'm all for it.
Man, he choked that girl out in front of her 2-year-old. So, really?
No, but did he put hands on the baby? Did he put hands on the baby?
He shook the damn baby. Yeah, I'm feeling like he shook a newborn.
Turn his punk ass in.
So I'm not understanding why am I wrong. How am I wrong for doing what I'm doing?
Anybody say you wrong, fuck him. Jadeen, what's happening?
Yeah. Hey.
Turn that motherfucker in here.
What's like up,
you tell, what people don't understand is when you tell somebody, when you told like a whole bunch of people, I'm going to kill this bitch and the damn baby too, that makes you an accessory after the fact and before. I'm not going to go to jail for none of y'all motherfuckers.
Your brother needs some help.
Hey, we can dial 911 for you. You can do it right on the show. Because if he put hands on the baby,
that shit just pissed me off, though. Because everybody's like, there's no snitching. You shouldn't do that. Don't snitch on him. Like, let him get caught on his own. Really? What?
Well, who's telling you this?
Man, people, different people in the hood. Like, he be in EC a lot, like, in Chicago a lot. But they're like, no, there's no snitching. I don't give a fuck what he did. We trying to prevent it. You ain't trying to prevent shit. You ain't there with that girl every day. You ain't got to deal with his bullshit. You ain't got to deal with, you ain't the one who got to walk around with black eyes and your baby sick and shit from being shook. Really?
Well, I agree.
Shit, if I got to walk around with two fucking handprints around my neck and you can see it, it's a problem.
Well, now, hold on. I mean, she know how to walk her ass away. My concern is the baby.
Exactly.
She can handle her motherfucker.
She
know how to get him out of there. I'm talking about the baby. Now, I mean, you literally seen him shake this baby.
He shook the fuck out of that baby, and I couldn't do nothing about it because I didn't get him in time to stop his ass.
So, I mean, you seen him. It ain't what you heard.
I seen him. No, I seen it for my own self. It's not no secondhand bullshit. This is with my own fucking ass. That's why I can't stand his ass. And he wonder why, like, okay, why my sister not fucking with me? Really?
Well, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from calling the cops?
That he my brother?
You saw it. Brother,
I mean,
or not?
I mean, abuse is abuse. I mean, now, we just got to chime in from Judy. And she, like, she said that abuse is abuse, and I agree. I mean, now, I mean, some situations I'd be like, you need to stay the fuck out of, but that situation is something that, hell no, 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 no. That motherfucker need to, you putting your hands on the, man, fuck that. Waylo, what's good, dog?
What's up?
Scragging, homeboy.
Shit, man. About to pass the fuck out, breathing all the damn police and shit.
I feel your pain. I wish I was at the damn beach.
I mean, we can't.
I'm about to pass out from breathing in bleach.
But,
bleach.
I mean, I think everybody's opinion is this. If he doing that shit, You need to go on. Something needs to be done about him.
Fuck it. Give me his address. I'll call. I'll call for you. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck you gonna do to me?
Ain't it. Second man, bitch.
Exactly.
Like I told him, that ain't no real man. That's so punk ass bitch. And he's like, man, whatever.
Oh, I'm serious. You can text me the address and I'll call for you. I'm dead fucking serious.
That ain't the problem. It's just that I need to hear, like, from somebody else that I'm not doing the wrong thing. Like, because you hear so many people say there's no snitching. Like, I ain't going to fuck with you if you turn him in. And
well, you ain't got to do all of that. I'll do it for you. I don't have no problem with doing that. Especially if you're putting
your hands on it. I don't have no problem with doing it either.
We're not
listening. Like I told him at the end of the day, I'm looking at this is my nephew. This is somebody I care about.
Hey, we can call.
What's going on?
911. I'll do it for you. I don't care.
What's going on is that she had already talked to
a police officer anyway. Like one of my friends that's a police officer. Like talking to him and everything.
Whoa. If you gonna do it. Quit talking about it, just do the shit. I mean all
this. All
right, well what you need a second opinion for? You know you did it right.
Man. Okay. Y'all keep on moving and people be like,
fuck what people talking about. If you saving the life of a child, fuck what people talking about.
Mm-hmm. The first thing when the baby end up dead, they like, why you didn't do nothing if you saying it?
Exactly.
How old is the baby?
But then they go say the same thing about her, too. Why you didn't say nothing on her?
She needs to go to jail, too. She needs to go to jail. They both need to go to jail. I don't care if he's fighting her or whatever.
If you want to sit there and let a motherfucker shake your baby.
Exactly.
Take your ass to jail, too.
Wait,
if she couldn't call the motherfucker, take her ass to jail, too.
Really? She can't do that.
How old is
the
baby?
My daughter, too.
I want to know how old the baby
is.
How many months?
Two months?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no.
That baby probably got brain damage or something. That baby is probably over there dying.
Look,
man, give me that dress.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and whether you want to hear it or not, you get mad at me or you want your brother's a bitch.
I'm not mad.
Your brother's a
motherfucking bitch.
Y'all
know I'm not mad. I already called him every name in the book.
Every name in the book. I'm telling you something. I told my own stepdaughter if I ever see you do anything out the way, I'm calling the people on you. So I would do that to my own child. I don't care who they are. Somebody gonna feel me in or what? Go ahead, Willow. I said somebody gonna feel me in or what?
Oh, sorry about that, Willow. She caught us off guard with this, man. Okay. She said her brother assaulted, I'm going to use that word, assaulted his girlfriend and his baby.
And she wondered if she should call the police or not.
She wondered if she called, yeah.
Two months old baby.
And you shook the hell out of me. When you seen that shit, you should have been calling the police right then and there.
I would have called 911 right
there. Yeah, that's fucked up. If you had a pistol, you should have shot him.
Both of them.
Your brother would have been all honor that shit.
Yeah.
And she let him do it? Fuck that.
She go to jail, too.
I agree.
Where they live at? What town they in?
I don't know. Her call just dropped.
Who is it?
I think she said East Chicago or something.
No,
that was
LaFonda. She did.
Oh,
she said East Chicago, but still, though. She can't get over here and say some shit, and then she don't get the answer she wanted, then fucking hang up. What kind of bullshit?
No, my phone.
Okay.
I know I got a raggedy ass phone. Really?
Goddamn boots.
No, like my phone is raggedy. Don't do that. You know, shut up.
I'm that
shit. You know damn well I'm gonna always respect y'all opinion. That's why I ask you. You know I'm gonna always respect it, no matter what.
You should have hung up and called. You should have called the police and then called us back.
I already did that. It's just that, you, man, no matter what you say, you hear that, and you don't know how it feels to hear that. People say, well, I'm not fucking with you if you become a snitch. Like, that's how I feel. You a snitch. Like, I've been told that, like, all day.
That's protecting and saving somebody's life.
Exactly. I've been told that y'all don't know how this shit feel. That made me, it didn't make me feel bad, but it made me feel like, damn, did I do something wrong?
Give me their address and their phone number, and then I'll call them, and then they can call me and bitch, and then tell me a switch to my face.
Hell yeah.
You got people already did what I was supposed to do.
Don't call
them. As a
What has the police been over there? Has the police been over there?
They looking for him. That's not the problem. They looking for him now.
Has anybody taken the child to the hospital?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up.
That is.
That's
one.
After
two
cursing her queen be fucked out because she not understanding by her being, she think because, okay, you 20, you grown, you are not grown, boo.
Well, I feel like this is funny. You better be glad that ain't my niece or nephew. Your brother be 6 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. And that's on everything I love. Straight up. Better be glad it ain't my sister's kid.
Yeah,
I don't mind going to my kids and my babies. Fuck that. I'll go to prison for some shit like that. Because that's some bullshit.
I told him I'll take a... I tear him to his face like, you understand? I took a bullet for my kids. Shit, I gladly get shot for one of my damn kids. You, when it comes to your kids, you got a different mind frame. I don't know if he didn't pick up on that.
You just be glad you be buying a black dress. You're going to be going to somebody's funeral, either mine or his. Or one of us going to die. Straight up.
My family as a sister and just turned off. Like, I don't give a fuck no more. I said, there's too many people EC saying that if he wasn't your brother, I would have fucked him already. Like, don't tell me that. Just do it. Whatever you finna do, just go do it. Don't tell me.
You used to be glad that
one. Oh, yeah. He shook a fucking 2-month-year-old baby. To my baby, that ain't good. Whoever it is.
That has no positive effect. No, you can't get nothing positive out of shaking a 2-month-old baby. Nothing.
Hell no.
Ain't nothing you can say to justify that. Nothing.
Well, I know that.
Shit,
I found out
that
in the hallway.
That motherfucker
needs to go. That's attempted murder in Indiana, too. That's attempted murder in Indiana. This is a
Does
woman.
Does he have any other kids?
That's his first child.
Does he have any other kids? That's his only kid?
That's his only kid. I tell women all the time, do not lay down with him.
Your brother's a bitch.
I just tell female women, don't lay down with him. But women don't want to listen, so.
Your brother's a punk-ass bitch.
Well, how many times have I said that?
Oh, shit. Your motherfucker. I wish a motherfucker. Closest being father time is, if I'd ever seen that motherfucker putting his hands on his daughter like that, I'd have fucked him up. And I'm pretty sure that he'd have did the same thing to me. You don't
I
fuck
would
with expect
you too.
Fuck with no motherfucking kids, you bitch. Because you got an attitude on 2-year-olds. Man, just, you know what? All right, LaFonda. We know what you...
We got to change this up, man. We got to change this up.
Yeah, you know what you're supposed to do. We're going to go to a song. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back, shit. It's bullshit here.
I don't know. I don't even know what to charge. Whatever you think is good.
Whatever you think is good.
Tell you something, man. If don't nobody else say nothing, man, that's got to be the worst fucking song you ever played, man. I felt like I was at a goddamn funeral, man. That was a fucked up ass song, dude.
What? You don't like Maxwell, dog?
Exactly.
Man, that shit sound like
a
funeral.
Whoa, hold on, man. Let's take a poll then. Zanine, you like Maxwell?
Of course. Most
that shit sound like goddamn funeral. I thought I was at my grandmother's funeral all over again.
Oh,
over here crying and shit.
you have no wish from God, dog. You horrible. Well, Father, do you like Maxwell?
I don't like that song personally.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Now you have a funeral.
What the hell is the what is this?
No.
What the hell is the song about?
Really?
Grandma,
okay,
I miss you.
No, I'm serious. What is that song about?
Don't worry about it. You 12 in here. It don't matter.
I am not 12. I'm so serious. What is the what is the song about? I'm so serious. I've always asked that question since that song, since the first time I've ever heard that song. Like, I've never got the purpose of that song. It's not sexy.
Wait a minute. How you just this first time you've heard the song and you never got, you know what? Don't worry about it. Anyway, partner, let's get the show started.
Okay. All right, man. Hold on, dog. Hold on. Give me a second, man. I'm still thinking about my grandmama, man. Give me a second.
The goddamn show started, man. Shit.
See, last week I tried to call in my friend Mello, the gunman, right? He had this song called Busted Down, looking for, like, he's from Minnesota, like,
that's what's up.
Chicago, and a couple of chicks from, like, somewhere else to do a video for it. But he's like, we need something from Indiana to do it. I was like, I'm not doing shit, but I was like, I can see what Sin City can do. So he put together a video with, like, the different areas doing the dance to Bust It Down video. But Old Girl Sunshine, yeah. I want
to call the show.
Either.
Tell him to call us tomorrow night. We can chop it up.
See?
We always down to get in the fucking video.
Yeah, he
ready. Tell him to call us tomorrow night.
Like,
we can rap about it.
But you going to dance in the video? You going to bust it down?
Hell no, ooh. But I represent the city in the video.
No, they looking for some chicks. You don't care who in the video, as long as some chicks in the video busting it down, I guess, shaking their ass, doing the twerk dance,
right. So now my whole purpose. You gonna bust it down in the video, dog?
Who?
Hell motherfucking no. All I heard her say was Sin City. I'm like, shit, fuck it. We can represent it in the video. If he's looking for some motherfuckers to get in the video, we can get in the video.
When we tried to call in last week, it was
that
so
was last
busy.
Week.
Y'all, every Tuesday, y'all lives be, like, super-duper busy. If you don't be the first one to call in, you should have luck because you can't get those.
Tuesday is a popular show. The people love us.
Did your head just blow up like 5 centimeters?
Hey, we can't help it if the people love us. It's not our fault. We just doing it like that. You heard me? We love y'all too, people. Keep
but calling. You definitely trying to get through last week, just to let y'all know, like, get y'all the track, let y'all play it. That's my damn song, though. Like,
well, I mean, he can always go to SinCity.Spruce.com at the same time. There's ways of getting in touch with us.
What's the word? You know how you get out of jail and you don't know how to do the lady shit? That, yeah, that sound right there.
Somebody know how to work the internet that he know.
I told him, I said, get your grandfather to do it.
And drop a note.
I told him, get his grandfather. I said, I know Twister know how to upload all that shit.
Like, get your grandfather to do that shit.
All right, that's cool. Just tell him to drop us a note. We'll fuck with him. All right, let's run it, dog.
I'm waiting on you for the past 5 minutes. You've been running your motherfucking jibs.
Ooh.
Hey, anything for the city, baby. Anything for the city. Run the topic, man.
All right, check this out, y'all. We trying to figure out something. Now, relationship-wise, who is it harder for when you got outside kids? Is it harder for the woman or is it harder for the man? Me personally,
it's harder.
Can I finish? Me personally,
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my son.
I believe it's harder for the man.
Now, why do you say that?
Because think about it. If you and your baby daddy or whatever break up, right?
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10. Who do the kids go with?
The mama.
Right. So now, if you already, you got your kids in tow. But now if you got, and see, this question only concerns the real fathers, not the bootleg niggas, not the motherfuckers who don't give a fuck. This concerns the real fathers, the motherfuckers who wants to spend time with their kids, who wants to be with their kids. Who puts that extra work in just so they can be with their kids? Now, if you're sitting there and your woman is like, well, okay, you meet another woman, and they like, okay, now you over there taking care of her and her kids. So now she's like, well, since you take care of her and her kids, you ain't finna see your kids. See, y'all don't face that problem. Women don't face that problem.
How do you figure that?
It's a good problem.
How do you figure y'all do?
Because
if you got custody, hold on. If you got custody of your kid, how do you face that problem?
Because sometimes the father is over there taking care of the other woman's kids and don't take care of his own.
No, you didn't listen to what
I'm saying. We're talking about him. We're talking about the real father.
We're not talking
okay,
about
yeah,
exactly. He's mm-hmm. excluded out this conversation. We're talking about the real father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one when y'all get mad because he got another girlfriend, he went and got a new girlfriend, but he's steady trying to take care of his kid because you bitter that he got a new girlfriend, so you like, oh, you won't see this motherfucking baby. You know how
but
you
all
do.
Women ain't like that, though.
All women aren't like that.
Oh, hold on, man.
We just didn't lit up. Hold on.
Oh,
what's happening?
What's up? Man, I'm feeling you, my dad.
Who, the Southern Comfort?
Look, I'm feeling you on that stuff. I'm with you. I think the men had a worse problem because baby mamas could be tripping sometimes, especially if you don't show her the attention that she wants. Sometimes some females don't know how to separate themselves from just being the kids or it being the kids and me. We all package. Some baby mamas are crazy like that. I ain't going to say all are, but some of them are too. There's more, you see more of a female doing it than you see a man doing it. The baby daddy might be the type that want to come over and get a little something. You say no or whatever, don't give him no attention, he cool. There's a possibility he might not even come back and see his kids or take care of his kids, but it don't matter because you taking care of your kids. But if the baby daddy,
I don't mean to cut you off, but we got Rev and Waylo on the line, too. Rev, Waylo, what's happening?
Hello.
Okay, now,
hold on, dog, for a second. Now, Southern Comfort, we ain't talking about the one that don't want to see his kids. We talking about the the real father.
I'm saying, I'm going vice versa. I'm saying, what I'm saying is, that's how men at baby daddy, the real father, or pretend to be father, do with the female, but men got it worse than females do because the men got crazy baby mama sometimes. They don't, like I say, they don't know how to separate themselves from letting dad just take care of kids and not taking care of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if he ain't still taking care of you, then fuck
him. Right, right. You feel me? It's like they can't separate mine and my function because it's like you with me for life. You feel me? I mean, shit, I don't know, but that's just how I feel. That's how a lot of dudes,
you know what? I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your opinion. I got to go to Rev real quick. Rev, you hit that button quick. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just was saying hello, but I do agree with Cass.
As far as what?
As far as what he said. That's how it goes most of the time. Shit. No?
That motherfucker blowhard shit. He said a lot of shit. What shit do you agree with?
What, you want me to repeat what he said?
Yeah, to the jail.
I agree that the man has more problems.
Okay, I'm just
when he leaves the situation. I know you always trying to fuck with me, but you can't fuck with me though.
You my motherfucker though. Well, all right, let me ask this question. Now we got a lot of ladies on. Ladies, what do y'all deal with in that situation when the man has an outside kid? What's some of the things that y'all have to deal with?
Woo!
Okay, let's take the crazy baby mama out of it. What else do you have to deal with when that man has an
attitude,
outside kid?
The kids might have attitudes towards the other woman. You know, don't want my daddy with her because the kids want mama and daddy together. You know what I mean? Every kid want mama and daddy together.
That's
from the baby mama. That is still goes back to the baby mama.
You can change that child. That child will know if you coming from the heart and you actually treating that child the same as your other kids. That'll change.
I guess I just said that because I was in an experience like that when my parents divorced and he remarried. I didn't care if she loved me or not. I still wanted my dad and my mom together. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just a feeling the kid has. I don't know if anybody else experienced
that. I agree with you.
I was raised up with a mom and dad, and when they separated and he remarried, it kind of changed. She treated me like the best of the best, but that's not my mom. I still want my mom and my dad together, you know?
Like I say, I agree with you. I went through the same thing with my daughter. But you know what? I had to sit my daughter down and explain to her, me and your mom ain't going to never, ever be so get over it, because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I had to talk to
situation. Now she knows better.
Yeah.
It ain't happen.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Everybody's quiet.
It's got to be more than just the baby mama. It's got to be more than just that. You know, I mean, let me ask you, ladies, do y'all, I mean, I'm not saying y'all on the show right now. I'm just saying in general. Can women get jealous of a man and relationship he has with his child, even though she's not the baby mama?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And ladies, answer the question, man.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm out of the form. Women get jealous if you put that child before them all the time on a constant basis. Yes, women, I've seen it personally. I've seen it happen when women get jealous. Women get jealous.
So I can't speak for everybody, though.
Yes. It is true.
Okay, go ahead,
I'm just saying, I can't speak for everybody, but I don't want my dude to take care of his kid the best, probably better than me, because guess what? If I have a kid by that dude, he's going to make sure he take care of that kid, no matter what we want through.
That's another thing.
I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for me. It's the females out there that's jealous because you won't give her money, but you'll buy your... I'm sure it is. It's men out there that do the same thing. It's not just females.
Okay, what you mean, LaFonda? That was LaFonda said that, right?
No, it was me.
Oh, well, okay. My bad. I mean, I don't see what... I think if a woman finds a man that's willing to take care of his kid, that's a good dude. Considering
what
I said, that's a good-ass dude. That motherfucker is a keeper.
Oh, man. Let me school you on something. I hear what you're saying, and yeah, it all sounds good. I'm not saying the women on this show, but I've seen it. I've experienced where a motherfucker that sat there and said, look, you pay your kids too much fucking attention.
Wow.
But you know what? The problem is they got baby daddies that ain't been an intricate part of their kids' life, and they don't know what it feel like to actually see a motherfucker that'll get up at 3 a.m. and go see his daughter call him and say, "Daddy, I'm sick." They don't know what that is to see a motherfucker get up 3 a.m. "Hey, I gotta go because my daughter's sick." Motherfuckers don't know what that means, man. And hey, ladies, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm sorry to say, it's more you ladies out here that haven't experienced it than more of you that have. I'm sorry. You got a lot of motherfucking women. Because a motherfucker be like, okay. Because you got a lot of motherfuckers that'll be like, all right, well, shit, what you want me to do? Tell your mama and hang the fucking phone up.
Me personally,
I'm one of them motherfuckers that I'm going to get up out the bed. Hey, I'll be back. I need to go see what's wrong with my daughter.
Hell, I did it on prom night.
Can you say it's because I'm just saying, just speaking, can you just say that it might be a reason they like that because they didn't have a father figure like that?
Maybe so.
It could cause a lot of, you know what I mean, if they didn't have a father figure that showed them attention like that. I had two dads in my life. And I know this guy, he take care of all five of his kids, and he's like a wonderful dad. Whatever they need, he's going to take care of. You know what I'm saying? But maybe because they had a father figure in their life to do what you doing, and they see you doing it for your kids, and they like, well, shit, I ain't had that. You ain't supposed to do all that for them. You know what I mean? It's my responsibility.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, though. Shouldn't they learn from that just by watching what he do?
Yes, some females that's mature should learn. Some females ain't mature like that. Some females have a state of mind. They say when you get older, you can't change the way you are. So maybe that's what it is. But it all deals with if they had, you know what I'm saying, if they had a father figure or the way they was raised sometimes. It depends.
I think that's some bullshit. You're gonna be mad at me because I'm spending time with my baby. Fuck you, I don't need you.
No, you got motherfuckers like that, dog. You got motherfuckers that, look here, man. I'm telling you, you got motherfuckers that will sit there and be like, argue. Like, motherfuckers won't even believe, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just like me and you. If I called you, like, hey, man, take sick. Hey, I'm finna go over there. You'll be like, okay, because that's not out of my nature. Just like if you call me like, well, I got to go over here because your baby's sick. It's not out your nature to do. But a lot of motherfucking women think it's out of a person's nature to actually be that fucking concerned about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't no bullshit.
I've never ran across one of those dudes straight up.
No. Shit. Keep living.
Yeah, I hope I don't never run across one of those.
Okay, well, now we got my man Waylo. What you think?
Shit, it happened. Shit, I got rid of a couple of females
Because you can call them what they was, bitches. Because if they get, they couldn't accept you and your kid, then they were some bitches.
Yeah, I got rid of a couple of bitches because they couldn't understand that shit. My ex-wife sitting in the hospital, my daughter's sick as fuck, and she called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I go up to the hospital to go see what the fuck's on my daughter. She was like, what you going up there for? I was like, my fucking daughter's sick. She was like, honey, your ex is there. I was like, get the fuck out of my house. So on my way to the hospital, I dropped her ass off and never talked to that motherfucker again because she couldn't understand that that's my daughter. Not because I'm going to see my ex. I'm going to see my daughter. Fuck her.
Ain't that the right? Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
I know, man. Countless women out here in this world.
But see, I'm the type of dude that.
Well,
was,
you know what?
Though?
My daughter. I don't mean to cut you off, Wado, but how come when women with kids, you meet her, it's a package deal. You have to accept her and all her kids, but she can't turn around and accept you and your kids. What kind of bullshit? That's a double standard. Anytime you get with a woman, it's always, oh, it's a package deal. It's a package deal, baby. It's me and my kids.
You know what? I met one female that was like, you know, I ain't going to introduce, don't take this to any offense. I ain't going to introduce you to my kids until, you know, until at least we serious. Like, if we just fucking, you ain't going to never meet my kids. I was like, that's fine, because if my daughter's at my crib, you'll never come over here. I don't never have female company if my daughter's over here, ever.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
That is. That is how it sounds, okay? That is.
But I think if a man got kids, shit, he'll package a deal, too. You got to accept that man's package a deal, too. You know what I'm saying? It's always, you know, well, it's you got to accept my kids, too. What about the man and his kids? He don't ever say it because you said it, so it should be understanding that, okay, I'm accepting your kids, which means you got to accept my kids, too.
Well, see, it's a stereotype that all niggas got kids. All niggas, all dudes is no-good-ass niggas, and they got about three or four kids out there.
Yeah, and they don't take care of none of their kids.
Yeah,
so
they
just like, I ain't got to deal with them. I ain't got to deal with them because you don't deal with them.
And the first question a female going to always ask you, you got any kids?
I
got
it.
Right,
yeah. He's not lying though, cause I mean, and then here's the fucked up part, cause I got four daughters, and he got four daughters. Oh hell no, he ain't shit. He ain't shit but a dog. He just fucking bitches and leaving them. He leaving them with babies. I take care of all my kids.
And I can testify to that. Cause don't nobody believe him. The man do take care of his kids. And I ain't just saying it cause he's my boy. I'm saying it cause it's true. We both take care of our kids. Well,
yeah, I take care of my kids.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as you hear that I got more than two, you might let me. One is cool. Two, you let me slide. Anything more than that, oh, I'm a dog. I ain't shit. But I'll fuck with you. But I ain't fucking with you and all the kids because I already know you ain't shit.
But, Cass, it's a lot of dudes that do that to females. If she got more than one or two kids, they say the same thing.
What's a chick down street from you right now? Her van was fucking up. She sent her son down here to ask me if I could look at her van. I was like, all right, cool. You know, I know she's a single mother. I plowed her snow during the winter and I cut her grass during the summer because she ain't got no dude over there. No, I never see no dude over there. So I know she's holding her own shit and she needs some help.
Yeah, he fucked
it. I went down there.
He
ain't
going
no grass or nothing.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to change it up. No, I just cut her grass because she ain't got no man there. Get the fuck out of here.
I can honestly say that, no, I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to, you know. But, you know, she gave me that vibe like, I know this nigga ain't going to fuck with me because he see these five kids out here. So when we started having a conversation and shit, she was, like, shocked and amazed that I was still standing there talking to her with her five kids standing right there. And it was like, crazy because just because you got 5 kids don't mean I wouldn't want to fuck with you like that. That's just me and my opinion.
Now, okay, now I will go as far as say this. Now, you got 5 kids, and then, you know what I'm saying, and you know what, I'm not going to even say, because some people are like, okay, well, she got 5 different baby daddies, then I ain't fucking with her. But now, if motherfuckers take care of their kids, I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But now, you got 20 kids, and ain't no baby daddy around. No, I'm not playing daddy to all these damn kids.
Are you my daddy?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Well, you gotta be a father to my kids. Well, where's the father?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, dude. I met this chick before. She had a kid, right? I don't know, he had been about 6. First time I went over her crib, dude. First time I've been to her crib. I'm sitting there. Do you know what this kid said? His mother? He said, "Is that my new daddy?"
Oh wow! But you know what?
True story. He said, "Is that my new daddy?"
And I believe it because you know it's something in your eyes. You got that look like you'll be a motherfucking Captain Saber home. That's probably why it came off like that. You got that Captain Saber home look.
Whatever, man.
I'm just
watching
that
go.
You got
I got the hell up out of there so quick. Hey, I think that's my call alarm. I'll be right back. I'm gone. Ghost. Is that my new daddy? My new daddy, which means she probably just had a motherfucker over there last week. Now, he the old daddy, I'm the new daddy. Nah, I'm cool.
You just got that frame of mind like old boy off Don't Be a Menace like drinking juice in the hood. You just come off like that. Like, yeah, you'll be the daddy to all the kids.
Nah.
Until some shit pop off. And then you be like him. Ice pick. Take care of your mama. I'm gone.
Damn right. I'm cool on that. I just thought that was kind of, you know, that was kind of weird to me, man. This kid ain't never seen me a day in his life. And just bust off some shit like that, I got scared. And I was in a project. They don't look like projects, but they considered projects. That shit scared the hell out of me, man. I was up out of that quick. That was just my story. So, and I ain't no Captain Saver hoe. I'm broke. Shit, I can't save her. I need her to save me.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
What the fuck is that, a bird?
No, they doing fireworks.
Oh.
Real. You've been basically quiet. What you feel about this?
Which part now?
The whole damn thing, Rev.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't never ran into that problem. I mean, it's one guy had he had 4 more of them besides me. I didn't ever have a problem with it because I had to take care of his children.
You said what now? You didn't have to what?
I didn't have to take care of his children, so I never had a problem with them or their mothers. And the kids came around and stuff.
But you still talk to them. See, some women won't talk to a man with that many baby mamas.
Wait a minute, hold on 1 second, man. You say you didn't have to take care of them. Did they ever come over?
Yeah.
You ain't
I mean,
take
I took
care of
them when they came over. Yeah, I took care of them when they came over. Treat them like they was mine when they came over. But I'm saying, as far as, like, financially, I didn't have to take care of them, so it wasn't my issue.
Hey, dog, what
she's
trying to say is, what she's trying to say is she took care of them and then she sent their little badasses home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basically.
That's what she's saying.
Okay.
Not all of them came over, only a couple of them.
Okay, well, Janine, what about you?
Okay, I didn't hear the question. Hello?
No, you done fucked up, don't you? I mean,
I have to go take some aspirin. My head is starting to hurt.
Okay, now, I mean, do you feel like, all right, well, if you deal with a guy, well, shit, I ain't got to take care of his kids. He take care of his own damn kids.
No, I don't feel like that. Hell, it was up to me. And well, depending on the mother, I try to take the kids. That's what they fucked up. It's the mama fucked up.
I want all the kids to come live with you?
Yeah.
Not all of them. Little ones, yeah, but them teenagers are motherfuckers.
How many you got, Jadane? How many kids?
Yeah.
I have four, and then I got my ex-cousin's daughter and her baby that live with me.
Then I bring my four in there? Yeah. My cereal ain't going to last one morning.
You might as well build a boxing ring in the backyard, man. There's gonna be some scraps up in that motherfucker. Your girls ain't no punk.
The girls have fought before, but they sisters, because I raised them like that. They still treat each other like that. What is that?
Is that
that was me?
No, that's my son. I'm on the phone with Wavy's wife, kid.
Oh, I thought that was Wayla. How did the damn kids and got get off my goddamn bread?
Right.
This girl was snapping. Goddamn kids all in the goddamn window. That's all I heard. The kids in the window. Say like, shit, we want to see what's going on too. Close the blinds if you want to look in the goddamn window.
Let's try to see what
Rail
got on.
Bobby's trying to work my nerves, but I ain't gonna let him push my buttons tonight.
That wasn't even me. I didn't even say nothing.
Who was it then?
See, on me. I didn't say a word.
Rail sitting in the window looking like
that with them kids walking past.
Right, because I've been running around with just my bra on all damn day. It's too damn hot. And since they done went out, it's hot this summer.
Oh, yeah, I'll be
the
kids in
the damn window.
Miss Parker, the Lord is my shepherd, and he know what I want. Miss Parker. Hey, I'll be talking about that door right now. You want me to touch your grass?
I wish for somebody would come up here. It's pretty damn hot. So somebody be playing with me today.
I just want to see you come to the door in your box.
Hell yeah. What's that? You got your phone over the pool.
I remember we used to knock on Sheila Doe for shit because she saw us come to the door naked.
Yeah.
Well, we might see the
ice cream lady too.
Man, we were literally just knocking on this lady's door to see. And the bad part is that she was a lesbian. And she would come to that door butt naked every day. Hey, we was knocking on the door. Can T-Man come out to play? T-Man ain't here. We know. We seen him walk down the street.
Hey, but hold on, dog. I want to touch on something last right quick. Janine,
yeah.
What happened? Did he call you?
Huh?
Did he call you?
He didn't hear it. But I just stopped there. Because I didn't want to. I said yes, but I just stopped answering the call.
Oh, you did? Why'd you do that?
Because I don't want to be his friend.
Oh, man. You supposed to give me some details.
I don't think we should be friends. We got divorced for a reason.
Okay. All right,
okay,
I'm
wasn't here last week. What's the story about?
I just said, let me see you in.
Oh.
Take a breath, motherfucker. Take a breath. Me was asking, can you be friends with your ex-husband and your ex-wife? Her ex-husband, you know, out of the blue, all of a sudden wants to, you know, he wants to be friends. You know, he may be sincere, he may not. So she was just asking a question. You know, is it possible to be friends with your ex?
Well, you know, now I'm gonna tell you. Now you know what he gonna do once y'all get cool.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Do that for what? He owe me.
Oh Lord, please don't start. Please don't start about that damn refrigerator.
I am not talking about the refrigerator. I am not talking about the refrigerator. I went above and beyond. Anytime I bought something for my kids, I bought something for his kids. I didn't treat his kids no different than that. I went above what I should have did. Because there are a lot of women that won't do that at all.
That's true.
They have half of them don't even want the kids to come over to the house.
That's true.
That's true. But I'm just saying, you know how you were about that refrigerator.
I wasn't talking about that. Yeah.
I mean,
I think you should have gave it a shot.
Huh?
You should have just gave it a shot just to see if he was sincere. You could tell if he was sincere up front.
That nigga was on one. You just don't ask to be friends with your ex out of the blue for no damn reason.
But it can happen, though, man.
That's what I thought was going on. And we just got divorced. Well, it just became final like some weeks ago. And then
maybe he's sitting back saying, you know what? Fucked up shit in this marriage. Let me try to make it right.
No,
maybe that's what he was on.
I still got that insurance policy on her ass.
Yep.
Oh, that was
love you. Don't sign no papers.
Yeah, I still got that insurance policy. I just need to know where you have so I can poison your ass.
Fuck what they talking about, Janine, fuck what they talking about. The man might be sincere. He might have recognized he made some mistakes during the marriage, and he's just trying to mend for him. That's all. That could very well be what's going on. Listen to them, motherfuckers. You ain't gonna give a man a chance.
You know what? I want to be friends with my ex too, so I can get with her one more time. I'm gonna fuck out her ear and give her brain damage, and then send her ass home.
See, don't listen to that bullshit, name. Don't listen to them, motherfucker.
Oh my goodness.
Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you right.
I don't know. You can't act like 1 minute you devastated that I left, and it's been like 2 years since I left.
Yeah, that nigga don't want.
Are you still devastated? Seriously? I mean, come on.
He just might be sincere.
Yeah.
That nigga got that insurance. He's sincere. It's called an insurance policy.
Just talk to the man on the phone, fill him out. You know if he's, you've been married to him, so you know if he's sincere or not. You know automatically because you was married to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know just from the phone conversation, you'll know what's going on. So fuck what they talking about. Get a brother a shot.
All right, now. You know who you listening to, Father Time.
Hey, man. No, I'm saying, man, we're going to have for that policy, dog. So, you know what I'm saying? Just be quiet.
Oh, okay. See, that. There you go. Yeah. he done called Father Time already.
Hey, how long do it take for a divorce to go through?
It could take years. If the other person is contesting it, it can take years.
My divorce was done in a month.
Yeah. I'm saying
not contested, at least a month and a half.
But if the other person is contesting it, it takes years. My boy D that called the show. That motherfucker been getting divorced for 3 years now. His wife always bringing some shit, like the house, all that kind of shit. You know,
I don't think he want to get divorced.
No, he do. He do want to be divorced, man. But in return,
if he wants to get divorced, he'll say fuck everything and sign them papers and get this shit over with.
No, that's what she wants him to be miserable. She wants him to be miserable.
Well,
yeah,
I was mad because he didn't got with a white girl. She's
no, he
miserable.
Can just,
wait a minute,
he can just leave
everything. Wait a minute, ain't she a white girl?
No. No, his wife is black. She's from Ethiopia.
So
all right.
What his ass get?
What you mean?
Stay inside your goddamn country.
You pulled a fucking Eddie Murphy on his ass. That's what it was.
No, man, but it just goes to show a woman can drag some shit out. If she wants to, she can drag shit along for as long as she can.
Oh, yeah.
And they
I
will.
Had to get my ex, she turned down the paper 3 times. She forwarded her fucking address so she couldn't get served. She fucking moved so she couldn't get served. I took papers over there, and she was like, all right, well, I have my lawyer look at them. I still ain't seen them papers. So I just took my ass to the fucking court, my damn self, filed to myself. And she didn't
but
have the
papers, property.
Non-contested. Huh?
But they have property, though, man.
We got
they
property,
got property in both of their names.
We have property.
And I
have
all of that
property.
Shit.
Yeah, it's just you have to say you don't want it.
Well, shit, he wanted the house and she wanted the house.
Okay, well, that's why they still going through the divorce.
I'll cut that motherfucker in half.
Hey, can I ask a question while y'all talking about divorces? I'm like, I'm so scared of that word, that big D word about divorces. When whoever, anybody that got divorced that's listening or that's on the show right now, when y'all got divorced, what was going through y'all mind? Did y'all consider the kids when y'all got divorced, how it was going to affect them? I just had a question. That's just a question. Did y'all think about the kids? When y'all got divorced, did you think about the kids?
I thought about my daughter before I left my wife. And it broke my heart. For one, it broke my heart leaving the 2 kids that I adopted because they knew what was going on, well, the oldest boy did. My daughter didn't know because she was 2. But having to just pack up my little shit and just walk up out the door, that fucked me up. I didn't want to do that, but I had to do that. If I stayed there, I would have killed that bitch.
Did you try counseling? Did you try to work on it before you automatically
And all that fighting and arguing is not good,
It ain't good for the kids.
So, but you can be boyfriend and girlfriends and fight and argue. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that some parents...
No.
It's different when you got a ring on your finger and a marriage certificate on the wall. It's way different when y'all fucking arguing.
I'll tell you what happened when I got divorced. I wanted to kill everybody in the house.
Fuck the kids?
I did.
I'm mad.
Look here.
I'm going to tell y'all something now. Y'all know Wick calls the show a lot. But if it wasn't for him, that particular night, I'll be in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
He talked me down.
The same situation.
Big time.
Same situation you was in. If my cousin would have came to the house and didn't stand me up, I'd be in jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew where my ex was, and I knew where she was going, and I had their location and everything. I was strapped up, army fatigued up, everything.
Well,
I
was going to
put the bodies and everything, and my
I
cousin didn't show up.
Wait, no, I understand what you're saying, but this motherfucker said, fuck the kids the day of the wedding. So, he had to know. I think it said, fuck the kids the day of the wedding. When you in the fucking wedding, and you looking at these 3 kids sitting there with their face frowned up, and I'm like, who the fuck are them? Oh, they're my kids. What?
Shut up. Wait a minute,
you was
fucked from the beginning.
They should have
read
it. Mhm. Fuck that, man.
Looking at
that.
You.
We be knowing signs, we just don't see them. We just don't can't look at them. We be knowing signs that that person ain't the right one God want us to be with. We just be getting them out.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up? What's up? What's the business?
Well,
not much.
Fuck.
Man, just calling, man. I'm sitting here listening to the radio station. Y'all sitting here talking about divorces and stuff. And I ain't getting married because I called my girl with a nigga when I was out of town. So the hell we getting married. Okay, now, what's your name, bro?
Back in town. Well, I snuck back in town.
Well,
I know
she thought I was out of town. God damn it in hell. Shit, she had a nigga up in my shit. So the hell we getting there. Yeah.
Nah, that's my Marriage is
you
supposed to be a
fuck marriage, man. You just had the wrong one, dog. That's all. You found
right.
out early.
I was with her for 6 years, bro.
Time.
You rode with me to a whole bitch mess, right? With her for 6 years. Some of these women ain't right. I don't give a damn how good she treated.
Nah, you just picked the wrong one for y'all.
No,
she
held me down for a minute. When I got to
just
the joint, my
mama
beat
up.
Nah, just because you held
me down,
I'm going to
get you
right one.
That
means
she was right for you.
Right, she wasn't the right one for you, dog. That's all.
She wasn't right for you.
You can't just say fuck marriage.
Yeah, fuck marriage the whole 9 yards. I bet you another going to get a ring out my black ass.
I think so. I think so.
We do this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
That was you, man. You know.
I can do this shit by my goddamn self. Yeah, you already know.
What? Oh, wow.
But to the folks that get married, goddamn, I hope y'all find y'all a good one. And look hard, and do research on these fuckers so they find
you're
out.
Not supposed to look hard, it's supposed to come to you. I mean, like, it's signs, it's really signs. You can really tell if that person is good for you. Like, a year of you dating and supposed to be dating and finding out, knowing about each other, you should already know if that bitch a whore or if that nigga's a whore. You can tell. If y'all be thinking,
I agree. Be ready,
well,
dog.
Think
I'm letting
about
you know
it. Think about it. You
ready,
dog? Think about it.
I'm not coming.
What?
I'm not coming.
He ain't coming.
You paying for my
stuff? Coming, damn it. He ain't coming.
You paying for my stuff? You paying for my trip?
That's some bullshit.
It's the third time around, man.
This ain't no third time.
See, how many of this here?
Hey, you know what the way it's going to be like?
Ready,
man.
That wasn't gonna
be like that Outkast video.
Dog, I'm not a dude. Unless you pay for my tux and my motherfucking trip, I ain't coming.
He gonna have a shotgun with
you. You talking that shit on the motherfucking air now,
dude? I'm
bored. Talk all that shit
on
the phone.
You think I'm gonna pay all that fucking money again? But you done called me 6 months later.
You hear what he said again? You didn't do it right the first goddamn time.
But you to call me 6 months later talking about you finna get divorced? Hell no.
Hell no,
it's money. You know how much money I came out of for your wedding? Huh?
Hold on, it's always a basketball party.
Whoa.
Did the nigga have a basketball party?
I did two before, motherfucker.
That motherfucker did two.
Back the time around.
That motherfucker took us to Chuck E. Cheese for his basketball party.
Bachelor party was in the garage. That's where we started.
It started off in the garage, but then we went to Chuck E. Cheese. Then we went to a strip club with no beer and you couldn't touch no titties.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah, y'all should have had the bachelor party at my house.
Y'all should have called me.
I'm in the
problem,
man. That's the law.
I can call a couple of females. You got it here.
It don't matter, goddamn it. If I do it again, I expect you to be there, so I'm not even going to bring it up no more, because I know you're going to be there.
That's the first and last time I ever had an old dude in my life. I'm like an old dude. Yeah, this is non-alcoholic beer. Why in the fuck would I drink a non-alcoholic beer?
You just can't be happy for me, man.
We happy for you. We happy for you. We got there. How many times you going to get married? We happy for you. How many times you going to get married?
This is my last one, bro. Hey,
All I got to say is we have a bachelor party at my house.
Yeah, you gotta come to Gary to get married, man. I ain't no white
coming
to
come to no motherfucking Gary to get married.
Hell, we come to Gary, we're gonna have to wear vests and shit. We come to Gary, we're gonna have to put on vests and shit.
Goddamn right, man. You don't need no pink in my
wedding. You gonna be at my crib. It's just a bachelor party. Shit.
I gotta ride down the street in a goddamn tank just to make it to your crib.
So well, first of all, I don't say Gary, but nevertheless, I'm just saying the halfway point because ain't nobody fucking with you no more, man.
Whatever,
yes,
man.
Yes, we is, family. Don't believe that, man. We gonna fuck with.
Look here, bro. Look
I already
here.
Know, man. He talking
know.
That shit, but I already know.
Everybody
on the show, everybody listening to the show for the last 2 years, know too.
The dude,
man,
he's
gonna be
at the house. Who leaves the rings at the house? Who leaves the rings at the house? Who leaves
the
rings
at the house? You don't want to get
hold on for a second. Janine?
Yeah.
Janine, your honest opinion, is he going to be there? Yes or no?
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Thank you. Anybody that's been listening to
don't bullshit me.
Yeah, you can play the sound bites all you want, motherfucker. But I know better.
Hey, Zach, who that
spoon? Nah. I ain't spoon, man. He just as bad as
me. Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
I'm not coming, man, dude, unless you paying for my trip. You paying for the rental car? You at least got to pay for the rental car.
You got your rabbit ass mind. I'm paying for a fucking wedding. I'm going to pay for a car.
Man, look give that nigga 35. Man, give him $55. Give him a round trip bus ticket.
You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
No
bus. Get your ass on mega bus. I'll pick your ass up in front of the motherfucking Metrodome.
I'm not catching no bus. And I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you on no bus. You already know I ain't catching no bus. You wrong,
that's
Zach.
Right,
you wrong.
I'll let you know what the date is, dog.
Yeah,
Okay,
well, now, show of hands. Now, we didn't have y'all on the show long enough. We didn't have y'all on the show long enough. Janine,
yeah.
Do you think you're getting married?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank
okay.
you, babe.
Graham, you think you're getting married? Graham? Over there, probably cussing my kids out. Waylo, you think you're getting married?
I think it might be a 50-50. I think he might want to get married, but I think when it comes time to do it, he's going to be looking for you for that skate car.
Shit. It's a shit one, man. Shit.
Okay. All right, what's up, Conference? You ain't been on here all that long, but do you think you're going to get married?
I have no clue, but I hope he do. He sounds so sincere.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
congratulations.
You know,
they
and
say,
I,
it's, always, they what, say what? It's always the best the second time around anyway.
I hope so. Ain't going to be no third. This
no, it can't be no third.
One of us first.
Yeah, after my second one, it ain't going to be no third.
I feel your pain.
Hey, there's some rings in the bottom of Lake Michigan I can point you to if you want to go down.
Hey, what signs are they?
Oh, wow.
I mean, shit, I can go rent some scuba gear, dog. You swim? We go find them.
Yeah, I know exactly where they at.
So it's free then, right? You ain't going to charge me?
I don't know. I'll charge you for some gas to take you to go get them.
I'm a soft man like a motherfucker. And how many carats you say your shit was?
Four.
See? I can't even afford no four, so shit, I'll be a soft man like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Oh, woo.
Four carats at the lot, right?
$2,000, huh? Four carats, white gold.
What size is the motherfucker, though?
Shit, I can't
afford it. Can you
I know you can make a ring smaller, but can you make it bigger?
Yes, you can.
See, somebody said yeah, somebody said no.
Yes, you can.
How can you make it? I know it. Yes, you can.
You put it on it's a little slide that they put it on, and they hammer it down to expand it because gold can stretch. All they do is heat it up and bang it down, and it stretches.
I'm telling
yeah,
you, man.
That
motherfucker is Wikipedia, dude. Waylo is Wikipedia like a motherfucker, man.
I just know a lot of shit, that's all.
Yeah, I see. He's an internet tripping motherfucker.
I can say it.
What you say?
No idea. Well, check this out, y'all. We're coming to the end of the show. I know it's kind of early, but we're coming to the end.
Yeah, mine didn't get to tell y'all about my issue.
What issue? Go ahead, dog. Go ahead. Holler at us. All
right. This chick that I went to college with, she hit me up asking, could I help her? I was like, yeah, whatever. So her mother, she real sick. She ain't right in the head. She be forgetting shit. I forgot what that shit's called. So, yeah, she got that shit. Her house is all fucked up. She got a mice problem, and her sewer was backing up. So she wanted me to go over there and play Billy the Exterminator to get the mice out the crib. I called fucking 6 adults and 4 babies, got their ass out the crib, and I think that took care of the mice. Got the sewer rotted out, and, cleaning up the house floor and shit. So her husband comes over, and he looks at me, like, who the fuck are you? I was like, I'm a friend of Wanda. I was like, who the fuck are you? He was like, I'm her husband. He's like, I want you to get the fuck out of here. I was like, well, I'm getting paid to do a job. I just can't leave without getting paid. He was like, I ain't paying you shit, and she ain't paying you shit. I was like, well, I ain't fucking leaving until your wife gets here. He was like, well, when I get back, you better be gone. So he left. He came back, I was still there. She came, and I guess he wanted to throw hands. This dude is like 60, 62 or something like that. I wasn't going to fight this old man. So he was like, my husband all pissed off and shit. I told him about you, and every time I say your name, he just cringes at his skin and shit. So my situation is, my question is, should I keep helping her, or should I stop fucking with her? Trying to get our shit straight because of her old dude, because we gonna fuck around in those fights.
Man, fuck him and her.
So you said should you stop fucking her? You said should you stop fucking her? I didn't hear that. You said you're fucking her?
No, I'm not fucking her.
Oh, okay.
We ain't never touched each other better. We just college buddies.
Oh, okay.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, did you get
paid?
He paid me $200 a day to do this shit.
I would at least I get my money.
Yeah, I get my money up to then. That after that, I leave it alone because I've been to have to fuck that boy up.
Now, wait a minute. Now, them old folks will shoot the shit out your ass quick.
Exactly.
Oh, I shoot the shit out of his ass too.
Beat it. Yeah, because he ain't gonna fight you, Waylo. He's not gonna fight you. You already know.
He's 62. He's 62 years old.
He's not gonna fight you. He's gonna say he go up for that.
Hey, well, I guess we gonna shoot it out there.
But I'm just saying, you gotta pay for lawyers just to try to convince a fucking old man.
If it's a safety hazard, man, just walk away, man. Just cut your losses and walk away because it's not worth you going to prison or dying for. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't enough money for that. Just walk away.
I seen how her family ain't shit. They stealing from her mama. They done took 3 flat screens out the house, stole a car, took her groceries, emptied her bank account.
The rat
she's
probably did.
Yeah, because it was a group of the motherfuckers.
Right. Yeah, they
motherfuckers
on the rap.
But wait, why he can't do it? Why he can't do what you doing then?
Why
I don't think he's talking. My daddy didn't hear 16. He'll do that stuff.
If you got a problem with me being over here, how come you ain't over here doing it? You just say shit.
Are they together? Is the was
yeah, they're
together?
Married. They're married.
I know they're married, but they could be separated or some shit.
Huh?
Because apparently she didn't tell him that you was coming to do the work.
Man,
yes, guess
she
didn't know you was there.
She did. Yes, she did. But
Waylo,
today was his first time seeing me.
Waylo, get the fuck out of that, man, before you been and hurt somebody, man.
Well, it got hurt. Stop working, man.
Bullshit.
Man, get out of
there. Waylo, that old dude going to put holes in your ass. He ain't going to fight
it.
You.
Look, Waylo,
say shit.
Get up out of there before you get yourself in a situation. It's going to be hard as fuck to get out of, man. Get the fuck out of there.
Oh, no. I was just feeling... You know a nigga got on heart. I was just feeling bad for him, so I was trying to help him, but shit.
Yeah, well, you can't help
it. It ain't worth it.
Nah, it ain't worth it.
No, it's not, man. It's not. It's not. It's really not, man. You don't want to go to prison for beating up an old-ass man.
Well,
that shit ain't even worth it, man.
You know, that old man shooting you or no shit like that.
All right, $2
a day ain't worth no bullet.
We coming down to the end of the show. We're going to holler at my man, Waylo. Waylo, you ain't last word.
Waylo, Hoosier Boy Entertainment. Waylo 219, YouTube. Check us out, HoosierBoyEntertainment.com. Sensitive.spruce.com. Enjoy the show. Holler at y'all next tomorrow.
YouTube
happy
new.
Fourth.
YouTube is new. He ain't used to see the YouTube part.
Red.
Yes. Yeah.
Any last word?
I think it was a good show. I was on the other line. I just clicked over shit. I'm sure it was a good show, though.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Southern Confidence, last word.
I had a great time on the show. And before to everybody.
Right on, right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Janine, you got any last words?
Good talking to everybody. I will be on tomorrow. Talk to y'all later.
What's up,
though?
What's up?
Simon,
you ain't last word.
Janine, don't listen to him. Listen to me. I'm telling you right.
Sensitive.com, y'all.
Hey, check this out, y'all. Hey, check out the commercial, man. We trying to get as many hits on that commercial as we possibly can. We're going to come out with some new shit, too. So check us out, man, SinCity.Spruce.com. Y'all hit us up on our Facebook page, SinCity_69. You know what? Speaking of 69, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Hey, ladies, this is my mood. I'm in this type of mood. So, hey, we're going to holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Bet if I suck on that clit, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Fuck up your panties, you better take them off. Finna play with that pussy until I get the mouth. I can't fuck you when you dry, cause that'll turn mouth. If I can smell it, then babe, I won't put it in my mouth. I wanna suck on them titties cause they look soft. Do me a favor and keep your legs uncrossed, so I can lay on your dick, got boxes off. Got you biting on your lip cause you can't talk. And after I give you this dick, I bet I change you out. And I'ma play with your click, want you to pull it out. Get you wet first, then fuck you into a coma. Long as your pussy stay wet, I can fuck. Fuck yeah, I won't. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet.
pussy smacking, it ain't wet enough. Need to be able to heal when I got you in the book. Need to see that pink shining when I open up. Pussy full of juices, nigga, hitting nothing but good. Got to be able to get you leaking before I fuck. And got to get you out first or I eat nuts. I love to run down on the broad that got a sofa. Super wet pussy, you can hit when you struggle. Nigga, whole stomach be wet when it's over. Had to throw away my sheets cause she left a quarter. Wet pussy with no smell of motherfuckers. Pussy so wet, feel like she pissed on herself. Pussy already dripping, she ain't need my help. Got the fucker on the floor, she leak air well. You can nut and go to sleep, I don't need care. A street nigga, wet pussy, good for his health.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet.
Baby,
that's all I wanna do.